Myanmar's door is finally cracking open. Vietnamese church planters continue their work in the face of persecution, and a ministry keeps an eye on Belarus. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Myanmar has declared a three-day mourning period starting today for its cyclone victims. Faced with the threat of a wave of death from mass starvation and disease, they've also tentatively agreed to accept aid from their Southeast Asian neighbors. There are even reports that the country's starting to seek medics. Global Aid Networker GAIN USA's Charles Detter.
We are working with Burmese locals who are medical professionals who are able to go in, and yet we are working with officials in the country, with the Ministry of Health, to gain permission, and that's a prayer request that might come about.
Detter says six truckloads of food and water filters made it into the country for distribution. They've also already trained 350 pastors and other church leaders to distribute the relief in specific target areas.
By training the local believers to reach out with care, we are able to demonstrate the love of God through providing tangible help and spiritual hope among those that survived.
Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia has permission to bring relief supplies to Myanmar cyclone victims as well. Recognizing their longtime work there, the government's also allowing them to open any of their 400 churches as medical clinics. Their damaged Bible college is still being used as a shelter. Missionaries are using a projector to show a film about Jesus there each night. KP Yohannan says rebuilding could take years, but their indigenous missionaries are in it for the long haul. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Vietnam, where Christians often face disinheritance, imprisonment, and torture, IN Network supports 25 Vietnamese church planters. Through their work and the work of many other evangelists, the underground church is growing rapidly. Vietnam ranks number 6 on the list of countries that persecute Christians the most and requires churches to register with the government. Over half of Vietnamese Protestants attend unregistered churches. Next, the grip on evangelical churches has tightened in Belarus since Alexander Lukashenko became president in 1994. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says they're keeping an eye on the most recent tit-for-tat diplomacy on the national level.
Relations have not been good, and our concern, of course, has been that, you know, we're hopeful and praying that this diplomatic arguing, really, that's going on between the West and Belarus would not have a ripple effect and cause further trouble for the ministries of evangelical churches.
On the other hand, the story's different on the local level of Belarus. They've asked the church to help with AIDS and drug use prevention and with children's outreach.
Despite what orders maybe sometimes come down from national officials, I think sometimes local officials tend to overlook it when they can because they know the churches are doing an awful lot of good.
Pray for the diplomatic spat to be resolved and that churches are protected from any resulting fallout. And Shepherd's Ministries is opening a program that will help the developmentally disabled physically, mentally, and spiritually in the U.S. It's being called Shepherd's College, says Tracy Terrell, director of the program.
Young people with special needs can receive education through their public school system up until age 21. But then from that point on, there's not a whole lot for them. And so that's what Shepherd's College hopes to fill that void and provide some post-secondary education and give them some life skills training.
Their unique ministry will offer vocational training in horticulture and culinary arts while providing Bible classes and more.
Our students will certainly be encouraged to get involved in a local church and attend there on Sundays, but then plug into that church and be involved in its ministry. And we hope to connect our students also with a spiritual mentor.
They're recruiting up to 15 students to the Wisconsin campus. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.